Listening Library presents Where to Start, a survival guide to anxiety, depression, and other mental health challenges. From Mental Health America. Read for you by Max Myers. Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a downloadable PDF which contains worksheets, resources, 30 ideas for boosting mental health, and a further reading list from the printed book. This book is for anyone who has struggled and felt alone. It's for anyone who has felt unworthy, or unloved, or unlikable, or unsafe. This book is for anyone who has stared into the dark at 3 a.m. trying to stop the self-critical voice in their head, trying to stop the questions. What's going on with me? Do I need help? If I do need help, how do I get it? Who should I talk to and where should I go? Most importantly, this book is for anyone who has wondered if they can feel better and build a life without as much suffering. This book is for you. You're in the right place. Keep listening. How to use this book. There's no right or wrong way to listen to this book. Start anywhere you want and don't feel the need to listen straight through. There might be one section that's really important for you. It's okay to go there first. Listen to small chunks at a time and give yourself a period afterward to think or rest. It takes time to learn new information, so be patient with yourself. You may want to keep a journal as you listen. If you do, write down your thoughts, feelings, and especially your questions. Skip and skim at will. Listen out of order. Focus on the section that interests you the most or targets the problem or question you're struggling with. This is not a how-to book with specific steps to follow. It's a guide. And the best guides are the ones you come back to at different times for different reasons. In other words, keep it on your shelf for later. Share it with people you care about, especially sections you think could help a friend or someone you trust to understand and support you better. Make this book your book. Write notes or pictures as you listen. Note the parts that speak to you or the ones you might want to revisit. Introduction. Dear listener, maybe it's too hard to believe right now that other people can understand what you're going through. And maybe it's even harder to believe that they can actually help. It's hard to trust, especially when others haven't earned your trust or when you're feeling bad and don't know what to do. But if you're listening to this book, you already believe in the possibility that there's someone out there who can understand. There's someone out there who can help. This book is made up of 4 parts. Each part answers a question. The first question is, am I okay? This part of the book will give you accurate information about the most common mental health problems. It's designed to tell you what you need to know in plain language, without mystery and confusion. The second question is, how do we talk to one another about mental health? This part of the book prepares you for having difficult conversations with the important people in your life. Having these kinds of conversations is a gateway to getting help. It's also a good way to lessen the loneliness and isolation that happens when you suffer in silence. How do I get professional help? Is the question answered in part 3. Here you'll learn about different kinds of treatment and who is the right person to provide it. You'll learn all about therapy, how to find a good therapist and get the most from your sessions, medication, and hospitalization. And you'll learn about therapy apps, text lines, hotlines, and warm lines. The last part of the book answers the question, how can I take better care of myself? In this section, you'll learn general things like managing difficult emotions and avoiding thinking traps, and specific things like what to do if you can't get out of bed, and how to cope with a panic attack. A note on language. Words matter. Language matters. In this book, you'll find plain language that affirms who you are as a unique person. You won't find a lot of psychological jargon, and you won't find research citations or clinical terms. There are plenty of other books that are written that way, and they have very different goals. The goals of this book are simple: to give you good information on how to start taking care of your mental health, and to empower you to take the first steps on your journey to feeling better. Throughout this book, we will use person-centered language. Person-centered language places the whole person above any illness, disability, or label. We will say a person living with schizophrenia rather than a schizophrenic. We will say a person living with a substance use disorder rather than an addict. Person-centered language values the dignity and uniqueness of all people. And most importantly, it discourages thinking that a person's disability or condition is a characteristic of their identity. A note on beginnings. Listening to this book means you are taking a step toward healing. You are starting the journey from isolation to connectedness, from feeling lost and hopeless to the beginnings of self-confidence and stability. The journey may be long and difficult. You may need to work through painful emotions and learn new skills. At times, you may feel like the work is too intense, too challenging. But you can do this. And remember, positive changes happen when we speak honestly about what we are feeling and what kind of support we need. The journey is worth it. You are worth it. Part 1. Am I okay? Signs and symptoms of mental health problems. For a moment, try to think about your mental health the way you think about your physical health. We all have good days and bad days, and ups and downs in our physical health. This is totally normal. Some days you might feel a little tired, sore, or under the weather. That doesn't necessarily mean you're sick. You know you're physically sick when you notice that something has changed for the worse. You were feeling fine, but today you have a high temperature and you've lost your voice. Something prevents you from functioning properly. Things that are normally easy now feel a lot more difficult. Maybe it's even bad enough that you can't make it to school or work. Mental health problems are similar. Good days and bad days. Ups and downs. The difference is that instead of looking for physical symptoms like a runny nose or an upset stomach, you're looking at your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Here are some examples of things that might tip you off. You used to be really cheerful and outgoing, but lately all you want to do is sit in your room. Things you used to enjoy have lost their appeal. Food doesn't taste as good as it used to, and all your favorite music sounds boring. You're falling asleep in class or at work. It's hard to pay attention, study, and keep track of your assignments. Your friend is talking and you're trying hard to listen, but you can't concentrate. All you can think about are bad things that might happen to you. You're having thoughts of death or of hurting yourself, or of killing yourself. You can't leave the house without organizing and aligning your shoes and clothes. You do this so much that it's making you late for school. You're always irritated, and you can't stop snapping at people. Recently, you started hearing voices that no one else seems to hear. Maybe just one of these applies to you, or none of them. The important thing is to notice any change in your thoughts, feelings, or behaviors that makes it harder for you to go about your daily life. Getting better. Before we go any further, it's important to remember that no matter what kind of mental health problem someone is facing, it is always possible to get better.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?